With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Many sports fans across America already saying this may surpass the Black Sox World Series scandal of 1919. Here's what we've learned. High-profile NBA figures are among the 30 others, who are now facing charges of sports betting involving organized crime. The latest from correspondent Ed Donahue.
Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among those charged with schemes involving illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. FBI Director Kash Patel says more than 30 people are facing charges.
The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling.
Two indictments. Billups is charged in a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games backed by mafia families. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Rozier is accused in an illegal sports betting scheme using private insider NBA information. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Garden State is suing Amazon.
The state of New Jersey is alleging discrimination against employees who are pregnant and employees with disabilities. The state alleges Amazon placed workers on unpaid leave after they requested an accommodation and retaliated against employees who sought accommodations, including by terminating some workers. The state attorney general said the lawsuit follows a years-long investigation by its civil rights division into Amazon's treatment of workers at warehouses across New Jersey.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. More now on the sports gambling scandal. Authorities say tactics used in some cases an X-ray table that could determine who held what cards and cameras hidden in trays holding players' chips. FBI says this matter far from over. This is SRN News. Well, nobody wants to play a girls' volleyball team in California.
10 games have been forfeited to Harupa Valley High School so far this season because the squad includes a boy. Meanwhile, two members of the Harupa Valley team are also boycotting and have filed a lawsuit against the school for its practice of letting males compete in female sports. Many states are banning boys from girls' teams, and the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments this term in a challenge to bans in West Virginia and Idaho. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo meeting with an organization of clergy abuse survivors for the first time. Participants in the meeting this week say he agreed to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse group is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse within the Catholic Church. Such policy, well, that would require the permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. This is SRN News. Wall Street, well, just keeps chugging along. Here's correspondent Seth Soutel.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bringing indexes to the cusp of recent records. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 144 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Oil and gas stocks led the way as crude prices jumped more than 5%. Oil prices rose after President Donald Trump announced new sanctions on Russia's crude industry. Dow and Las Vegas Sands rose after reporting solid earnings. The price of gold rose, breaking a two-day losing streak. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. Seth Soutel, New York.
Tesla recalling some 63,000 Cybertrucks in the United States alone. The reason? Well, the front lights are too bright, which may cause a distraction for other motorists and increase the risk of an accident. More details at srnnews.com.